Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tankar's Tavern blog. So, this is being recorded on my cell phone. I am in Madison, Wisconsin with my lovely wife, Rach. You know, the peanut in the gallery likes to chime in once in a while. I'm sure she'll be chiming in a lot this week. But we are here for GameholeCon. Mm-hmm. Today was pretty much booth setup day. And it was, needless to say, exhausting. But although this is day zero of GameHole, that's not what we're here to talk about. Believe it or not, we're going to be talking about Gail Gygax yet again. This time, though, it's good news for Gail. Now, Gail had mentioned this on her Facebook last week, and I saw no confirmation. I looked on Google, looked all around, tried to find sources, couldn't find it. But today, Kotaku, you know, my favorite gaming news site, and Cecilia, my favorite reporter, she, good old Cecilia, has an article that Transformers reporter drops lawsuit against Gary Gygax's widow, Gail. Interesting, right? He had a $30 million lawsuit against Gail over the fact that she signed a contract with Fig, and he claimed that Fig contract was violating his rights. In 2016, DeSanto claims his lawsuit, he was given the exclusive rights to develop and exploit the Gygax IP in all media, including film, TV, video games, merchandising, and licensing, either by himself or through third parties. So he sued her in 2018, her being Gail, for breach of contract because of the Fig video game, computer game that's supposedly being done. I haven't heard shit of it since then. I don't know if Gygax Games has a website yet. They did not have a website as of the signing of the contract with Fig. So we shall see where that goes. Now, Gail claims that when she signed this contract with DeSanto, she wasn't signing away all rights. She was retaining some rights. I don't know. Okay. Now, DeSanto said in a comment to Kotaku, "Unfortunately, my lawyers and I discovered troubling facts about the estate, which prevented me from executing my plans for the estate. The dismissal was without prejudice, and the interest in the estate I negotiated for is still on record. I remain and will always be a great admirer of Gary Gygax and mindful of his legacy as an icon in the gaming world." Now, what could lawyers have found that makes DeSanto wary about having a contract with Gail? I have heard rumors that there may be floating around a prior will or a subsequent will to the one that Gail has presented for her claim. And if so, if during the fact-finding, doing his due diligence, his lawyers doing their due diligence, this was discovered, that would be a breach of contract because Gail might not have the rights to any of the stuff that she signed over. Listen, this is all me spitballing. I do not have any inside information. I've heard rumors. I'm sure others have heard rumors. Rumors are just that. Okay, they're not supported by evidence. I have no evidence in my hand. We do know, however, that something changed this Tom DeSanto's mind as to the value of the contract that he signed with Gail. If suddenly the contract has no value, why are you suing? You're suing you know, and it could, that could have come out. With this lawsuit for $30 million that he was suing before, if there was some way to invalidate the contract that she signed, maybe she never had the rights, in truth, or there's something that's disputing that, there's a lot of money down a rabbit hole that nobody needs to spend. So, as it stands, right now, what DeSanto is saying is that he's dropped his lawsuit, but he hasn't dropped his claim. He's still saying that he signed a contract with Gail and that he has certain rights. He's not saying he gave up those rights. He's just saying that suing her probably isn't going to get him anything, I think, at this point. Really, Gail had said herself, all she really has is her home. And this, you know, Tom DeSanto was going to steal the home of a frail old woman. So, that is the news of the day. You can go to Kotaku. I hate to be like this. I know I give links to all my sources when I use them. But, yeah, Kotaku, you can find that link on your own. I'm not going to drive traffic to them. Sorry. Yes, I'm petty. I'm Tom Petty. No, that's Tom DeSanto. And I joke. All right, folks. Listen, I'm going to go back to Game Holder. Game Holder? Holder? In any case, I'm going to go back to conventioning. Even though it's day zero, there's stuff to do. People to meet. Beers to drink, right? All right, folks. Thank you for listening. I will check in with you all tomorrow. As always, be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.